Blog Talk Radio.
Derek, how are you?
Hey, Mary, how you feeling?
Better, still not 100%, but I'm better. Thank you.
Better. You know, I just wanted to see how you were feeling.
Well, I'm doing better.
Doing better?
We had an outbreak, for everyone who's listening, we had an outbreak of the stomach flu in my house.
Bob said you guys talked for over an hour the other day.
We did.
He did?
We did.
Because you sincerely want to help me, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good, huh? That's good to have somebody to talk to, right?
That is. The best thing in the world to have a support system and people that you can talk to when you're struggling with things.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
I am an integrative behavioral specialist, certified life coach, and a hypnotherapist. I specialize
what's hypnotized therapist?
Hypnotherapy is a way to get you to see into your subconscious and find out what is really the cause of your issues, what you're struggling with. And it works in helping you see the truth in your mind and be able to let it go faster.
Yeah. I figured I'd come on the radio show today.
You're always welcome, Derek.
Yeah, just I like to listen to you, you know.
That's only because you don't live with me, Derek.
Right.
So, welcome to the show. Wednesday's show is Conquering Chaos. And today we're serving up Hope for Lunch. And all about how to manage all your commitments. You don't overstress yourself and do everything to the best of your ability. As the holidays approach and faster you want and faster than you want it to happen sometimes, it gets hard to put things into perspective and add more things into an already busy schedule. Being able to prioritize your commitments and being able to take a step back and say no is easier than you think. Today we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Stay tuned and you will get some tips, tricks, and secrets to manage an already busy life. Trust me, I'm a mom of 2 special needs children, a business owner, a life coach, specialist, host of a radio show, and I help produce the radio show, among many other things, and both my children go to school online and need help with their schoolwork. So let's just say I have pretty busy days, but they're not that stressful. I don't let things get to me, and I've learned how to prioritize, how to organize, and say no when things get too rough. Our show brought to you by Optimize My Life and the Hope Collection. Joel Griffin started the Hope Collection and Optimize My Life radio show to empower people and give them tools to help others to help others. Joel Griffin was a brilliant and generous man. In the Optimize My Life radio show being sponsored by a non-for-profit organization, the Hope Collection, that has programs to support areas, faith, family, food, housing, wellness, energy, arts, and education. Its slogan is to help others by helping them to help others. If you look at that situation and you say it, there's 8 things, and that's why there's a broad base of things that covers every aspect of your life. And you have a slogan to help others, that sounds pretty synergetic, doesn't it? You're right. Our goal is to optimize your life, to optimize everybody's life, to help take them forward, to improve the quality of life across the board for them, their families, and their extended families and their communities in their regions across the country and around the globe. The beauty of that is that it's exciting and it's about helping other people. And if we can approach life in that respect, it's a terrific thing. The founder of the Hope Collection, Joel Griffin, has the approach and the viewpoint that giving is the best gift in life. And if you follow the mark of a lot of successful businessmen, hugely successful, and world leaders, they all give back in one shape or form. And appreciation is approaching life in the viewpoint of not catching up when you only want to give what you do is that you take the hook away. The objective is to help others, but the beauty is to help them help others. And that is the pay it forward kind of approach. And you're building people to build people in their lives, their neighborhoods, their families. then everything begins to appreciate what this whole show is about. And we are excited about being able to offer an opportunity for you to come, to listen, to engage, and so forth. And welcome to the show. The holiday season is approaching. In a couple weeks comes Thanksgiving, the calm before the storm. After that, you have the chaos of Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Nicholas Day. It's a massive holiday in a short amount of time. Most of you already have busy schedules between work, home, kids, family. What do? To be able to still enjoy the holidays, to be able to still take time with your family, to be able to enjoy the moment, buying the presents, the decorating, cooking the meals, making sure those Christmas cards get sent out. Just the thought of it tends to sound a little overwhelming. And some people it can be. Commitment. Are a big thing. When you say yes to something or to someone, following through to the best of your ability establishes who you are as an individual. And brushing it off kind of eats at you after a while. No. You have family, friends coming in from out of town, you're wanting to make lunch appointments with them and forgetting. Or you have a meeting that runs late. So the first thing you got to do is prioritize. So when you make agreements or make commitments, sometimes things get overlooked, especially when you have more than one source of scheduling for all your commitments. So when you put all your different commitments in your calendar, make sure you have a special color for priority and mark them all down of those that you need to do. In my experience is that if there has been a commitment to me only, and I could not have written the previous sentence, when you think about this, but you have daily goals and daily things that you track up every day. You know, posting on social media, doing this, doing that. One way for you to hold these commitments, post it on social media. Today I have to do this. And you have how many followers following through to see if you follow through with that commitment. You're more than apt to follow through with those things than if you didn't. You know, honoring your word is a big deal and a big thing. A lot of times you prioritize deals based on how it affects your life. And the thing is that all commitments you make will somehow, some way, prioritize or not, will affect you. And the first step to organizing your life is prioritizing. You know, is it a dry erase board? Is it a Google Calendar? Is it whatever you use, write down every task that you need to do. And then prioritize them. The more you're organized, the more you prioritize what you're doing, the less stress it is. And the thing is a lot of people will accept numerous different tasks because they were asked instead of just saying no. And it's okay to just say no. You know, don't overload your plate. You know, can you send emails instead of Christmas cards? You know, is there e-cards that you can send out? Otherwise, there's so many different companies that you can forward a list to, and they'll send out cards for you. And making sure that every day you take time for yourself. That's the big thing. If it's just watching TV, hanging out with friends, hanging out with your family, and watching TV or playing a game, doing something that is something that you enjoy that's not stressful. Hi, Kurt. How are you today?
Good, really. How are you today?
Better.
Good to hear that.
Hmm.
I have a very heat on the signal, so I might be putting up, so I'll put myself and, you know, listen to you, okay?
Yep.
Very good topic, though. I'm really enjoying it.
Okay. So the first thing, like I do, is you plan ahead. Always plan ahead. So, you know, everything happens. There's certain things that you do every year. So, you know, sit down, make a list of all the things that you need to do. You know, for me, I sit down and plan this radio show, the general topics, a month ahead of time. And I schedule everything ahead of time. And I sit down one day a week to do all my social media posts. And plan everything so that way I have time throughout the week to do other things. And two, when you start planning things ahead and putting things together in a schedule or a planner or whatever it is, you can see when things come up that, okay, well, you know, this is more than what I can deal with, or I have too much going on this day, so let's change it. Or it gives you a chance to organize everything to know if you can accept another deal or another thing. The next step is declutter the clutter. Pay attention to your own thoughts and how they make you feel. You know, is it something that you're going to do that makes you happy? Or something that you're chewing that you have to dread? Some things, you can remove them. Other things, you're stuck with, visiting family, whatever. But changing the way that you think about it and is important. No. No, the best start is refocusing by saying no to what is not serving you and yes to what empowers you. What makes you happy? And if you can't say no to an item, then what can you do differently about it to get you to see it better, a different light? I'm not saying roses and, you know, over positivity. Realistically, okay, so you dread going to your parents' house and all the family and all that. Or you dread having your family over because you have to do all this extra cleaning, all this extra cooking. Now, what can you do about that situation to make it a more positive experience? Now, having it at someone else's house, for instance. Or can some people come a little bit earlier to help you out? Most importantly, make sure you do what you truly want to do. You know, if it's just because you don't like being around all these different people, talking to your family, and can we come next week instead of holidays? Or can we come a little bit later when everyone starts to leave out? Leave. No, it's what part of these situations stress you out and how do you organize so that you can enjoy this moment? Thirdly, carving out time. Plan ahead the best you can. The holiday season is a busy time of year. But for the most part, we know what is taking place from day to day regarding home, work, stuff like that. So make sure that you spend time planning ahead so you have time for your family events, Christmas parties, but also time for you to take a break and decompress, unwind. Fourthly, trust yourself. Make a vision of what you want the holiday season to be like. And trust how you're doing it. And that you're doing things to make yourself happy. Now, as things go on and chaos ensues, and make sure you always maintain a self-care ritual that you already do in the off-off season. You know, self-care is critical to being ready to face the challenges in your work, in your personal life. You know, sometimes we get overwhelmed and try to get extra work done so that we have time for the festivities at home. And if you're in a constant state of fight or flight, you can't be at your best. Remember taking time every day to just take a breath and relax. Now, one of the most important things is set your intentions and then work towards them. What's your end result? You know, forget about the superheroes, the super moms, the super family, who you juggle everything while maintaining your daily life and make a picture of what you expect to be your holiday to be like. And now focus on the end result. What's your holiday going to be like? What's your ideal holiday? And now everything you do from then to there, from A to B, is different things to make that ideal holiday. Don't let perfection derail you. Don't let it be the enemy of good. Things are going to come up. You're going to burn the gravy, or in my case, just not be able to make gravy. I try every year, and I always have a jar of backup gravy because I just know I 1 out of 20 times it'll work. Otherwise, I just suck at it. No, letting all the little things that happen in the process be okay. Nothing is ever perfect. Being flexible and going with the flow helps reduce the stress. Not worrying about every little thing lining up and everything being perfect every day. Be intentional about your personal and work tasks. There's only 24 hours in a day. When you say yes to one thing, what are you going to say no to, too? Well, prioritize each and every day with a list that includes your personal, your work. It's critical things, your self-time. So that way you have time for everything. Utilize the prioritized to-do list. Maintain a prioritized backlog of to-dos is the most important item at the top of the list. So, I'll mark down, all right, this needs to be done. This should be done, and this can wait. When you do it this way, it helps you achieve the what you need to get done that's most important, but also it helps you from multitasking and doing 5 different things at once, and then nothing gets done. Balance is so important. You know, getting up and working out and setting limits and having discipline to manage those limits and those timelines and achieve those goals are so important. But at the same time, being able to just walk away from things, give yourself family time, personal time, and get enough sleep. Oh. It's not procrastinating, it's not delaying, but it's when you are working on something and you're getting frustrated and it's not getting done, it's not getting done, and you're struggling because nothing's going right, taking that break and just walking away from it for a minute or two or for the day is important. Stick to your plan. it can be easy to get distracted, especially during the holidays. And that's why you need to have a plan. Decide in advance who is important to celebrate with, what activities are important to you, what is the most important thing about is the struggle and finding the right balance. And at the end of the day, take 5 minutes to figure out, okay, this worked today, but this didn't, and what you can do next to fix that. And, you know, set a clear set of expectations, but don't just keep them to yourself. Tell everybody. So that everybody knows what your plans are for this holiday, what's going on, that you're going to loosen up and do less of this, but do more of this, and whatever it may be. Communication is key to anything. And two, if you don't tell your mom or your family that, you know, this is what you're not doing this year, and they ask you to, why would you expect them not to get mad when you say no? When they plan for you to do this, if you didn't tell them ahead of time. Now, I get a lot of questions about and worries from friends and colleagues about overworking. Am I overstressed? Am I, you know, I'm doing a million different things in different avenues. You know, social media posts, radio shows, scheduling this, scheduling that, working with two special needs kids. So some people, it does sound like a lot. But I prioritize my tasks every day. Excuse me. And anyone who follows me on social media knows I don't always post like you're supposed to. Because to me, that's not the priority. So if I don't have time in the day to do it, or I don't have time to set up things, it doesn't get done. Down. For me, it's the night before for the next day, because my time is when the kids start getting ready for bed. Then I go turn on TV and I do a lot of my stuff on the computer. And so I make the list for the day. All right, so I have this, this, and this to do. These are my priorities. My kids have these classes and they have these services these days. What housework needs to get done that day. And we keep going, and I go through these lists. And when I do this, I always make sure that we set up particular times, like mealtime. No, at my house, we tend to organize and do things, but we always come together for family dinner, no matter what. And that's the one thing we're struggling with my son right now, is that he doesn't sit down at the dinner table. It'll get there eventually. But at least part of us is sitting down talking at the dinner table. Hi, country boy, how are you?
Oh, good. I'm on the top of the mountain now. I can get a signal. I don't care what AT&T says. They say they can reach you anywhere in the world. I can take you 30 places in my county that you can't get a phone signal because there's only two towers in the whole county.
Boy, it sounds like Kurt's house.
Well, I am not complaining. I'm 12 miles from North Carolina, 30 minutes from Tennessee, 40 miles from South Carolina, and I can be back in Atlanta in an hour. Nobody's even know I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the mountaintop right now. And
you're,
it's a beautiful day
quiet
in the neighborhood.
For you, maybe.
I just drove up here and opened my door, and then this big 8-point buck walks down the bank and just looks me face to face and says, what you going to do? As soon as you move, I'm running. Disappeared like green lightning. So how are you today? I heard you talking about family dinner. I'm in my old hometown, and my grandmama didn't care what you was doing, who you was playing with, what game you was involved in. When they said it's dinner time, that means you stop whatever you're doing, because dinner wasn't just dinner. Dinner was nourishment time for your soul, for everybody had the opportunity. We call it what we're doing now, Mary, modern day time, with your kindness club and your kindness campaign, and giving everybody an opportunity to share what they did as a kind act. So while you're sitting there at the dinner table, as we kind of don't really have a special order, but grandmama's going to look at you and say, well, Mary, how was your day? What did you do today? What did you learn at school today? And you better not say nothing, because if you say nothing, after dinner you're going to go learn something, because you're supposed to grow your faith daily. And if you didn't gather something, learn something, and my granddaddy would just step in anytime he wanted to talk. He's sitting at the head of the table. He says, well, you didn't learn nothing? He says, well, what you need to do then, country boys, you need to find yourself some new friends. Because if you're the smartest person in your group, you need to find yourself some new friends. Because when you're around people that's growing, and please understand this, anything that's living that does not continue, do y'all hear that word? Continue to grow, then it eventually dies. So dinner time wasn't just dinner time. Dinner time was a time for the family to say how I had an opportunity to love somebody else. Because when you're sitting there, before you even make it to elementary school, grandmama, granddaddy, mama, old cousin, somebody is going to teach you that everything in life is not going to go your way. Sometimes you might get knocked down, but you might get them to get back up again. If first you don't succeed, try again. So every time somebody, didn't matter whose testimony, story time it was sitting at the table, there was a lesson / blessing. There was a blessing in every lesson. Because if it did not work out, my granddaddy, my auntie, my brother, my cousin, my sister, was only 17 of us sitting at the table. Somebody got questions. They're going to say, well, Mary, what did you learn? Well, I didn't come in first. Well, what did you learn? So when you do it again, can you be number one next time? Did you learn anything from the guy that beat you? You know what I'm saying? So dinner, Mary, I'm glad you brought that up. And the dessert time was always not who blessed the best, because see what we're doing here with the Hope Foundation and creating the Kindness Club, and we call it One Nation Under Love, because we're searching. We're looking for people that's looking for us. Did y'all get that? One vibrational harmony under love, because if it's not right, we're willing to fix it. We're the fixers. We're the solution finders. If it's not working, we have a little philosophy. Lynn Cain always says that, well, you've got a whole smorgasbord of what I call super friends. Oh, yeah, we're super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind, but we all work together to help bless humankind. We've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we allow every single person to love their very, very, very best. What's crazy about it is we're doing extraordinary things on ordinary days. I'm sitting here in the mountains, and they said, well, you're always so busy. No, I'm not. I'm productive. Busy. I work smarter, not harder. Even when I'm gone, pull on the team. Did y'all hear that word team? Together, each achieve more. Mary, let me just tell you something. If I was on the basketball team, they would probably name you as a power guard, a power forward that has the agility to be able to play either position. If I was on the baseball team, I would call you my designated hitter, or maybe my shortstop, because she never.
No, I'm a lefty. I can't play shortstop.
I don't care. If you was in that position, girlfriend, you would figure it out. You would team up with somebody that could teach you.
Lefties can't play shortstop.
Say it one more time,
man. I used to play ball.
Okay. So you know how to get down on it, like we do down here in the dirty South. Sometimes you got to get down and get dirty. Sometimes you will get knocked down. I don't know what happened in the process, and I'm not trying to belittle in anybody's teaching and anybody sharing. But through the years, somewhere along the way, and if you haven't learned it by now, just live a little while longer. Things don't always go your way. Things don't always work out the way that you planned. Back in the old days, we used to have a song, It's Your Thing. Do what you want to do. My granddaddy says, yeah, life is nothing but a series of choices that we make. You can do anything you want to do with your life as long as it didn't endanger or hurt no one else's life. But see, we understood, back to elementary again, Mary, my granddaddy, my mama, my auntie, they're saying, look, son, look, young man, look, boy. There's something in life that's bigger than you. It's not about you. Here's when you go out to first grade or elementary, my granddaddy would say, when you leave the house, son, you're representing the whole family. So don't you be going out trying to show, that with your pants all hanging down. Don't be you trying to show your behind, because if you show your behind, it's a reflection on the whole family. Raise them up the way they should go. Teach them kindness. Teach them how to we used to go to the mall, and I would look around, and my youngest son, Brian, he disappeared. Where'd he go? He's still standing back there holding the door. Why? Because we taught him how to open the door for somebody else. Open the door so somebody else can go through. Yeah, they can open the door for themselves, but wouldn't it be a kind act if you could open a door and help somebody? Oh, here, I'm going to land right here. What? The Hope Organization, HOPE. We help people help other people. If Country Boy was to show up as a translator, it's a blessing to be a blessing. If we can help enough people get what they want, then the divine creator, whatever he has for us, he has for us. Oh, here's a cliff note before I stop. If anyone, that's all inclusive, could bless themselves, then we wouldn't need each other. Whatever you just conjure up, if a man so is a man thinketh, then you could just wave a wand over yourself. And if you're not so selfish, take the selfish button off and bless your family. But we need each other because it's a blessing to be a blessing. It all starts not just eating dinner, but can you feed somebody else while you're eating too? Back over to you, Mary.
So today, this afternoon, if you go to optimizemylife.info, which is now back up and running, there will be a couple files that you can download, and also at Optimize My Life Facebook group on how to schedule commitments. It'll give you a general template that you can use to schedule your daily activities so that you can understand what you have going on for the holidays, what you need to do, what you don't need to do. You know, and one of the big ways to deciding, and I use this every day, whether to accept commitments and different activities or to say no to them, is by asking myself these questions. Now, the first one is, do I have a choice in making this commitment? How important is it? Now, is it something that you have to do, or is it something that you don't have to do? Oh, another question is this commitment in line with my priorities and my values? Does this commitment provide at least one of the following, some kind of financial compensation? Does it help me financially? Does it help me personally or financial or professionally? Is it for an advancement of an important cause? Is something to help something else? Is it an opportunity to help somebody, a family, a friend, or someone else to improve their life? Would this commitment cause any other commitments that I have scheduled that are more important to suffer? Your family, your friends, something else that you have going on? And the most important question is, do I really want to do that? Soul searching and asking yourself, is it something you really want to do? Or is it something that they just asked you to do and you feel obligated to do it?
Let me throw in a cliff note, Mary.
Yes, sir.
I hate certain cliches and certain proverbs are really true. There's one that says one's worst enemy is one's self. Let me explain that to you real quickly. Because, see, when they say one's worst enemy is oneself, we have the opportunity, for lack of better words, to lie, for lack of better words, to ourselves without anyone else knowing. That word that you utilize, Mary, there's something that happens in the process of commitment. And by the way, the only thing in life that has never, ever, 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 ever failed is persistency and consistency. That means you do it and do it and do it and do it until it works. Now, if you flip that coin over and look in Webster Dictionary, because I've never called anybody stupid, you're supposed to learn something if it's not working. The definition of stupidity is to do something over and over and over again, and it's not working, and you are not willing. Willing comes from the spirit, from the heart, to change. So there is a lesson in every blessing. There's a blessing in every lesson. There's a learning curve. You can't get through unless you go through. But when you start to make that, here comes Mary, that commitment to yourself, one of the ways that you must keep that commitment to yourself is to write it down. Write it down and make it plain, because if you don't write it down and make it plain, you will act like you got amnesia and won't even remember what you told you that you're going to do for you. Cliff note for you, treat yourself like you love you. Now, here's the last little cliff note for you. There's something out there. It's not the coronavirus. It's not herpes simplex 10. It's not none of those things that will kill you. But it's something will keep you from reaching your destiny, and anybody can have it undetected. It's a disease called procrastination.
Yeah, you can have it and not even know you have it. You can live with somebody and sleep right next to somebody and go to school with somebody and ride bikes and hang out with them and never know they have a disease called procrastination. They had a cliche that goes with it. Never, never, never put off tomorrow.
What you can do today, last example for you. Friend of mine, all the names have been changed, but take the guilty and the innocent. A friend of mine has been putting off and putting off and putting off what she was going to do. And I said, I'll help you, I'll help you, I'll help you. Do unto others before they do unto you. And if we could help ourselves, we wouldn't need each other. So I said, I'll help you, I'll help you. When do you want to get together? Let's meet, let's sit down, let's write some notes, let's make a plan. Because if you don't plan, you plan to fail. Here's the last little part of that story. I'll fast forward the tape.
All right, when you want to meet?
Saturday is our best time. Don't tell me when you're busy. Tell me when you can make yourself available for you. Treat yourself like you love you. She says, ASAP, Saturday. Good deal. I won't even make you come to me. I'm going to come to you on your side of the town. We don't even have to go to your house. We'll meet at the Starbucks around the corner. So guess what? I showed up, as I always do, on time. By 12 noon, wasn't there. Thinking, okay, must be running a little late. 12:15, I'm a little concerned. I don't worry. We're not born with a spirit of worry. I was concerned, so I called her. She didn't answer. Text her, didn't answer. 12:20, 12:30. Ooh, now I'm 45 minutes sitting here. Grace period is 15 minutes. Okay, I'm going to give her 15 more minutes. It's 12:45. Still no response. Okay, country, you got to go. You got to be somewhere else at the right place at the right time. So called her, text her Saturday, Sunday passed. Come Monday, didn't hear nothing. Called her Monday, Tuesday. Finally called me back. Oh, I forgot to tell you, it was about December, right around the Christmas holidays. It was Saturday, and then it was Sunday, and then it was Monday. And here's the last part, Mary. What she had planned to do with me that week ended up being the following week before I heard from her. What was the following week? Ended up was not December anymore. It was January the following year. What she put off to do that day ended up being next week, next month, next year. Don't put off what you've been telling you. Treat yourself like you love you. And if you make a commitment to yourself, be man enough or woman enough to keep it. Because if you lie to you, won't nobody know. So questioning, I'm done. What have you done for you lately? Back to you, Mary.
That's a good point. You can say anything to anybody, but you need to be honest with yourself. Because if you're not honest with yourself, it's so much easier to be dishonest with everybody else.
So, Mary, question, how does one make a commitment to oneself? I noticed you said make sure it's something that you decide that you want and willing. You remember, want and will is two different ways. One is kind of like a procrastination. I'm going to put it off and lie to yourself. Will always comes from your spirit. Are you willing to do what you need to do in order to be able to grow yourself? Everybody has been uniquely given something that they can do on this in this world that no one else can do quite like them. It's a gift. It's not something you learn and read in a book. Certain things you can learn, certain things you can be taught, and certain things you just have. And I'll say again, ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, but it is all up to you.
to when you look at yourself, you look at, all right, you ask yourself these commitment questions. Answers to these questions. You know, you look at your values and what you want to achieve in life. It takes a lot of perspective, and it's just sitting down and thinking about what you want. What is your end result? You take this holiday season, this goal in life, this is what you want to achieve for the holiday season, Christmas. All right, so I want, my goal is to make sure my kids have a happy Christmas. Now you look at, what does it take for that? Well, my kids are raised a little bit differently. They don't need the buttload of presents and the expensive stuff. For them to be happy is just having a family event, just us being together playing. Now, what steps do I need to take in that process to get them to that end result? You know, and being able to look at things that happen along the way. You know, you burn the turkey, you burn the gravy. That's what happened to me. Letting go of that and having a plan B set up. Always having plan B or plan B and not worrying about every little possible thing that can go wrong. Because there's a thing that I truly believe in called the self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you look for something to happen, something's going to happen. And just enjoying all those minutes in life. When you figure out what you want and working with different coaches, looking at different templates and different agendas that you can write down your priorities. And this afternoon, they will all be on the website and will be on the Facebook group for you to... You can fill out in the process.
Oh, and then one more thing, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
In this great season of harvest that we're in, those that see themselves the way that the divine creator designed them, when you start to focus on what it is that you want and you put it out into the atmosphere, you might have heard me say earlier in the show, we're looking for people that's looking for us. That might be a little chant that you want to try with yourself. Because keep in mind, if you think that you can do what the divine creator has told you to do by yourself, then it's a very small something that he told you because it's bigger than you, which means that you're going to need some help. You're then going to need some assistance. So surround yourself with people that have some information, that have some knowledge, that have some expertise that you may not. I used to teach tax courses, but I hate doing taxes. So guess what I do? I hire a person to do my taxes for me. Do you think by now, after owning I don't know how many cars, close to 50, that I don't know how to change my oil? But I don't. I got a coupon. I can have my oil saved for $14.95. So time, here's the last example, Mary. I know we're running out of time. There was a video that I watched on YouTube about your value and your worth. This guy had a dollar bill. He held it up in front of everybody and asked the simple question, how much is this dollar worth? And everybody said, got it right. It's worth a dollar. But then he took the dollar and wadded it up and threw it down to the ground and picked it back up and says, how much is it worth now? And everybody says, a dollar. Then he not only did he wad the dollar up, then he took the dollar and held it up in front of everybody and tore it in half. Not only did he tore it in half, he tore it in half, wadded it up, and threw it into a trash can and slammed the lid down on it. And then he went back over to the trash can, took the lid off, reached into the trash can, got the dollar back out, unwadded it, pieces,
held the dollar back up into the air and asked everybody, how much is the dollar worth now? And some people said, nothing. Some people said, it's still worth a dollar. And he said, hold it. How can it be still worth a dollar? The lady said, you can tape it back together. He said, wait, let me get this right. You mean something that has value? You can take it and wad it up, throw it down, stomp on it, pick it up, tear it in half, throw it into the trash can, and get it back out, and it still hasn't lost its value? Then if a dollar doesn't lose its value, what makes you think that you should ever lose your value? It won't. Last one, Mary. He says, before your mama ran into your daddy, before there was a night or a day or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, before there was a tick or a tock. He says, I'm talking to the creators now, speaking to you. He said, I knew you before you was formed in your mama's. Yeah, I had plans to prosper you. End of story. Doesn't matter what nobody else says. Who made you has, he's the original architect. He knows what he has designed for you to do. And if you think you can do it by yourself, you can't. So surround yourself with some hope. Do unto others before they do unto you. When you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, Mary, it eventually will come right back to you. It's lunchtime. We're serving up hope for lunch. It tastes great, and it's spiritually fulfilling. Back to you, Mary.
So today's Hope for Lunch, we talked about commitments and how to manage your commitments with the extra commitments coming up for the holiday season and still leaving time for yourself, for your family, and not being stressed. Remember to always plan ahead, plan early, and prioritize those plans. Declutter your mind. Change your perception and being able to let go of what doesn't work, what goes wrong, a way to make it go right. It's okay when things don't go according to plan. It may not be what you want, but it might be better in the long run. Make sure you always carve out time for yourself.
And all right, last question, Mary.
Yes, sir.
Make everybody walk away. Okay, we know right now what day it is. Some people say it's Tuesday. Question for everybody. What day is Thanksgiving? Huh?
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, cliff note for you. Before you answer that question, let me give you cliff note. It's not fair to answer a question like that. This is the day that the divine creator has made. Let us rejoice, be glad, be thankful in it. So what day is Thanksgiving, Mary?
24th of November.
This is the day the divine creator has made. Let us rejoice, be glad on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What day is Thanksgiving?
Thursday the 24th.
Every day. We're living for today. We're not promised tomorrow. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad that we're still here. We're still here, which means he's not done for us yet. Let's be thankful for the destiny. He has the power to change your past. All we have right now is right now. And the only person that I know of that's in charge and control of our tomorrow. So today, just be glad and be thankful that he's speaking to your mind, he's speaking to your spirit, and he's speaking to your heart. What are you saying to you about you? Try this. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Correct. As long as it doesn't involve overdoing yourself, country boy. Make sure you trust the process. Hi, Andre. How are you? You've been unusually quiet today.
Yeah, I've been sick. I had a cold and stuff. I'm over it now. I was just there. Yeah.
So it's your fault I got sick.
Anyway. Sure. All the way over there. Through the phone, of course. Ear infection.
Yeah.
And, hey, I love you guys. I know you only got a little time. It was great hearing you. Wonderful lessons. Right on point. Right on time. Right in the season. Love it. Everybody, check it out. I guarantee you will find great value.
On the website, optimizemylife.info, you can also sign up for alerts and newsletters. It is now running, country boy. I got it fixed. So you can sign
up to
learn what day what shows are. Also be reminded when the shows are. And also where to catch the replays. We are now on every major podcast. So you can go to your favorite podcast station, Apple, iTunes, Amazon, Audible, and listen to us there too.
And don't forget, you guys, bring a friend. We have a saying down here in the South, the information that we have is just so good that you shouldn't keep it to yourself. Care enough to share enough information with people so that they know what they need to know in order to be able to grow. That's our agenda. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, you, and you.
That's a great message, you guys.
Hi, Overton. You've been unusually quiet, too, today.
I know. I just wanted to sit back and just listen today. I am going through some stuff right now. Someone stole my, I lost my phone, so it's been in a real hassle to try to get all of my contacts back. It's just to hop on the radio. But I just want to wish everyone a great day. This month's my birth month.
Back up your phone on the cloud. So when your phone gets lost or stolen, you can always back everything up.
Well, I know
guys,
that's
right. I'm not singing the blues today. I'm part of the Hope Brothers. I'm on a mission from God. So it's been fun, but country boys got to run.
Adios, country boys. Right, talk to you later. When you have time,
right,
you may call.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye, everybody. Much love.
Have a good day.
Bye, everybody. Much love.
You have my Overton. Ooh. You have my number. Or do you need it again?
My number is 559-4475-2425.
All right. You want me to give you a call? Or...
All righty.
Okay. Well, have a good day, everybody. I'll see you next week. I'll call you in a little bit.